Israeli warplanes overnight attacked what Israel said was a terrorist training camp deep inside Syria. The Israeli raid came after a suicide bombing Saturday that killed 19 people in the Israeli coastal city of Haifa. The Islamic Jihad movement, which took responsibility for the bombing, said it had no training camps or other facilities outside the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
It was believed to be the first time since Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon that Israeli forces have struck targets deep inside Syrian territory. Israeli officials said the target was a training camp used by both Islamic Jihad and the much larger Hamas about 12 miles from Damascus. In a statement, the Israeli army said the Islamic Jihad, like other terrorist organizations, enjoys the support and backing of countries in the region, foremost Syria and Iran. The statement continues that Syria is a country that sponsors terror and constantly tries to sabotage any attempt to achieve quiet and stability in the region. A Syrian government spokesman in Damascus charged that Israel is, quote, playing with fire, and said the situation could rapidly deteriorate into a regional war. Media reports said at least one person was wounded. Defense analyst Gerald Steinberg of Bar-Ilan University says this is potentially the most important change in Israeli policy in the past 3 years. He acknowledges that there is a chance that the Israeli attack could spark a broader conflict between Israel and Syria.
There's always a potential for retaliation and escalation, and I assume that was carefully taken into account. This wasn't a decision that was made emotionally or something that was made in the last 24 hours. It's been in the Israeli target bank. It's been considered. Costs and benefits potential for a Syrian response have all been considered. I think from an Israeli perspective, though, they just not responding and allowing these attacks to continue with support from Syria is something that the Israeli government could no longer tolerate.
Israel also struck at the Gaza Strip, destroying an abandoned house in Gaza and firing several missiles at a refugee camp. Ground troops also re-entered the West Bank city of Jenin and demolished the home of the suicide bomber, 29-year-old Hanadi Taisir Jaradat. Palestinian Prime Minister-designate Ahmed Korea sharply condemned yesterday's suicide bombing, calling it an ugly attack. He also urged Palestinian militant groups to end all attacks on Israeli civilians. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat.
We utterly reject the Israeli government's accusation that the Palestinian Authority is responsible. And this attack is against the interests of the Palestinian people and the policies of the Palestinian Authority and the government to be formed.
Even before yesterday's suicide bombing, Israel imposed a complete closure on the West Bank and Gaza Strip in advance of the most solemn day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, which begins tonight. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.